I knew it was here somewhere.
So you ready? You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
We'll reconvene for the administrative portion of our meeting. There are no items on the consent calendar, so we can move into the discussion matter.
The Gallup poll that the HRMS, I believe, is the one that puts it out for staff. We haven't really participated in the past in discussions with commissioners. It came to my decision that it was probably something that as a group you should talk about, so I brought it forth on the agenda today.
Yeah, I think though the email went out, there was at least some support for it, so we haven't, I mean, employees can do this, do these surveys.
Right.
We haven't gone out of the way to encourage it in the past. And, so is there a desire that, that change?
Encourage or discourage? We've just been, we've just done nothing.
Yeah, it's something that the executive, the HRMS has. And,
I guess I didn't think much of it. I thought maybe do other agencies encourage or take a role in getting employees to do to fill this out?
HRMS sure seems to want agencies to do so. So I believe me to believe that some probably do.
Okay.
When the first email came out on October 11th, by Molly Herringer, to us agency leaders, there's also a draft email attached that we as agency leaders can send out to the staff saying that this is here and, you know, the input, your input is valuable. So if that's something we decide we want to do, it should come, you know, from us, you know, and then if we do encourage it, then, you know, look at the results. I mean, see what they are. It's not a survey where there's an opportunity to comment. It's just, it's confidential and it's just a ranking and it's a tool that people, agencies have used to look at where the employees are at. So it is confidential. There's no place to, like I said, comment to, you know, it's nice to give positive feedback, things that work good, but it's absolutely no place for people to tear down, you know, an agency or a person. It's not something that is not encouraged. So I think there was some wrong information out there on what this Gallup survey is.
Yeah.
But I don't know, so moving forward, that's been done.
I don't have strong feelings about it. I actually took the survey just to see what the questions were. And it would provide some good insight from folks here to see, like, I'd be curious where, you know, some of them are, do you feel like your voice is heard? Do you feel like you have clear directions and know your role? Do you have a friend at work? You know, do you, so it's really very culture kind of oriented and communication, I would say, oriented. Things that we've worked pretty hard on. So part of me would be interested in seeing a stronger participation from our employees to see if what we've done has, you know, see where we're at. It would be nice to have a benchmark from, you know, from a few years back. But then again, we also kind of have a newer team. So it also could be looked at as a benchmark for that too. And it only took me like 5 minutes, not even. It's a really short poll. And you only can rank like one low, five high, and that's it. You know, anything in between on any other. I think it's 15 questions. So. Yeah.
Well, and I noticed that with these questions, it's not a bad poll.
No, I thought
they've been
it was
doing
really
this
fair.
4 years, so they have a base. So they look, I mean, looking at HRMS, Commissioner Crismo, you brought up, I mean, they're the umbrella of it, but they might have the data, but it's up to the agency then how they respond to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and there's tools and, I mean, resources if you looked at, like, creating a culture or their leadership everywhere and different things like that. It's, you know, under this administration, I will give them kudos that they've done a lot to enhance professional development, which is, I think, a very good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I will also give this agency kudos. I don't know how far back, because I'm not judging either positive or negative anything more than 10 and a half years ago, but in the last 10 and a half years, I think this agency has done a lot to work on and improve these very things,
mm-hmm.
including, at least in multiple cases, promoting from within and things like that. So I think we've done a very good job. One thing that I will say is different about us than just about all the other agencies, they will receive their response, and that is who will receive it. And if we want this information, then I suppose we should talk about it and do something with it. And that will be in a public meeting. So that is just a factor where we're different. Most others, where a head of an agency gets something and decides what to do about it. Ours is publicized, but I don't object to doing this.
Okay. And then we can see, you know, what kind of results we get, and Steve can make a recommendation from here.
By the way, they're anonymous, so it's not going to solve a person's problem that they're trying to
get. Right. So hopefully we have other avenues for that that people are using. You know, I do have faith that staff trust their directors and can take problems to them, and then if they can't get them resolved, they can go to Steve, and if they really can't get resolved, then ultimately we can be involved. But the thing that is, I think, an advantage of this poll is if we tried to do a poll ourselves of staff, I don't think we'd get very good participation, because I do think it would be harder for people to trust that it was going to be confidential. And so this one, you know, they have a whole little video on how they, you know, who's doing it, how they're doing it, who gets the results. And so, you know, if people are really concerned about the confidentiality, they can dig into there. So if it's definitely removed from us, so hopefully staff would know that and feel comfortable doing it.
There's a draft email that could go out. I'd be willing to look at that, and I don't know, as the chair.
It should come from Randy.
Yeah. Randy, I'll send it to
should
you.
Come, well, yeah, I'll send to all of us, but should it come from me or from the executive?
I think from the chair.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's the agency leader, so I...
Neither of you had anything you wanted to change on that?
I haven't read it, but...
I'll send it to you, just the draft. Forward the email, just so you can see it and you can
tweak it how you feel comfortable.
Okay. So we'll get that out. One other thing, kind of similar, our coaches, the governor's, the JEL, the Judicial Executive Legislative thing. I don't know if either of you have attended some of those. I have, not a lot, but I have, and have come away feeling, in one particular instance, this was really, really good. And the other extreme was feeling like I've seldom had an always full. There was one of them that I thought this was really, really wasteful of my time. So it's been both extremes. But they're asking that we fill out the form for who their contact is. And so I guess I'm confused now, because I don't remember ever getting asked to. I thought they were just, like, they knew who agency heads were and they were just sending it. I don't recall that we ever told them who to send it to.
Right.
And so are you both getting these things
yep.
from JEL? And I really don't even know. I guess the times when I've went, I was only one. And so I don't know whether these are public meetings and if we're supposed to coordinate. I haven't gone.
What are they? Is it more like professional development, or do we coordinate policy issues with other agencies, or what's the point of this group, I guess?
I guess the best example I can give, the one I went to was on mission statements.
Oh.
I have no idea what ours is. Came back up here and read it. And I won't remember that by this evening because it was about a page long. And, you know, we made some significant changes on that.
Well, I think the email we got...
Those kinds of things, like things that, not like setting a specific policy, now this is everybody's policy, but kind of guidances for doing things that multiple agencies would do something okay. similar on.
Good effort.
Well, I think that email we just got is asking for contacts, just verifying that if we all got it, I didn't think all three of us have to put our names in there. Just
should I put all three of our contact information in that we keep getting these
yeah,
messages?
I think that will be good. And I think on there's a meeting coming up next week, isn't
it? Does it say what the focus is?
It's October 31st on strategy review preparation.
Oh, for the governor's strategy review? Is that when we have a strategy review?
When we do that, when we start a budget.
I don't know what that, all the rest of this is about. Working together with judicial, executive, and legislative branches. I don't know what strategy review preparation really is.
Well, I can't make that meeting, so. It'd be nice if someone could go.
What is the date today? Today's the 24th?
Yeah.
So it's next Tuesday? Well, I can't make it either, because I'll be able to.
I could make it, but I have some other much bigger issues to deal with.
Well, it won't be the first time that we missed one of these.
I mean, could Jill or Steve go? No.
I think I would ask.
I think it's more Jill.
In the meantime, I'll get us signed up,
yep.
the three of us.
Sure.
Getting announcements on it.
Okay.
Okay. I don't have anything else for
Could I just mention two things?
You surely can.
More as the FYI. So I was invited to speak as a panelist to the FERC Reliability Tech Conference on the 9th of November in DC. So I will be heading out there right before NARUC, and then I'll actually be going from DC straight out to California the next day. Because it didn't make sense to come home and then leave right away again. So the Reliability Tech Conference on the 9th at FERC. And then next week, I have it down for the 1st and 2nd of November. There is a core hearing on the DAPL EIS. It's the first public hearing that they've got. So the state has been involved, and Jack's been representing our agency with the governor's office and other state agencies, and Paul Seavey, who's the state's attorney for this, and you know, providing input with that EIS for months, years, several years. That is now in a draft product. They've made not a recommendation, but they have like five alternatives that they are suggesting, and now they're taking public comment. We will be providing the state, we're participating, Jack is with the other offices in providing a declaration from me, since I was a portfolio holder for this, and actually I'm the only person left here that was part of that decision. So my declaration will be included, updated and included in the state's response. And then I might be testifying at the public hearing. I don't know.
When is it?
Next week, Wednesday and Thursday.
Where at?
I don't know. Oh. I'm awaiting directions eagerly because I want to be prepared. So it's next Wednesday and Thursday, someplace at a hotel. And, you know, those are pretty interesting.
A hotel here.
In Bismarck. Yeah, it's in Bismarck. So just stay tuned. We'll let you know what I'll be saying if I am testifying. I'm guessing it will be very similar to what my declaration is, basically going through the process that the BSC followed and the opportunities that existed for engagement. And really the big issue on this one is the state's real concern is that they're gonna say, shut it down and redirect it to the North Valley. And so I would anticipate going over from the state's perspective why the existing route was chosen, not the north route. And there's a really good documentation for that, so kind of highlighting that. So,
just a couple things on your plate, Commissioner.
So that's why I don't want to go to the JEL thing on Monday. Learn about their reviews.
You can't need any commentary on some of the small communities it passes by.
Thank you. There were any interesting name changes. Let me know.
Okay.
Well, meanwhile,
well,
people
good luck
are
with that, though. I mean, make a little wisecrack, I guess, but absolutely is one of the most vital issues for the state of North Dakota. And for the nation.
It is.
We are talking about a huge, a very vital link in our energy system.
Yep.
And
our energy
people
system
just
that
messing
is
around with it that don't have well thought out solutions.
Yeah. And the impact on prices to everybody.
Yeah.
Just insane. Makes zero sense.
So appreciate you zooming in on that. It shows the value of having some experience too, not just
true.
Always out with the old man.
Yeah.
Not that you're
as long in the tooth, people are valuable.
Anything else, or do we have any scheduling matters? Okay, with that we are adjourned.